Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now more of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. That's Adam Schefter last night on ESPN. NFL insider. We'll talk to our Patriots insider, Tommy Curran. On a Tommy Tuesday, high noon here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get all the insight on the Patriots on day two of legal tampering in NFL free agency, which officially gets underway tomorrow at 4 o'clock. It's also a tier Tuesday. We'll tier off the top and bottom positions in the NFL now that we're here in free agency. What are most important? What are least important? We'll do that again coming up about 30 minutes from now. Schefter says Kupp could still get traded if he's not released. He's going to get released on day one of the league year, which I think is Wednesday. Is that right, when free agency starts?
Yeah, tomorrow.
So there is a clock counting down. He just referenced Christian Kirk. We've talked about this a couple of times ourselves. Kirk was supposed to get released by the Jaguars. Turned out Houston finally said, you know what? We'll give you a seventh. We'll take on the contract. So there's two elements here. You can give up an asset for Cooper Kupp and bring him in on his contract. He can always restructure, but you're going to pay the money. And yeah, he's going to have some leverage with you on the money you pay him. Plus, you're giving up an asset, even if it's a sixth or seventh round pick, a late pick swap, whatever. Or You can wait till he gets released, roll the dice that he's going to choose you over everybody else. You're going to have the best package for Cooper Kupp in terms of compensation, but you're going to have to outmaneuver people. That's a dangerous road. If you hit it, that's a great needle to thread. You've given up no assets. You got him on your terms. That's a great needle to thread. I don't know that I fully trust the Patriots to land Cooper Kupp in that scenario, but look, they landed a bunch of players yesterday. Maybe I should give them more benefit of the doubt.
But I don't love their chances of landing him. I think you have to trade for him. I think it's a no-brainer because it's not going to be a very high pick. You just got a pick for Devon Godshaw. I know it's a future pick, but whatever. You're stockpiling draft picks for the next couple of years. You can give up one to Cooper Kupp. I don't think you win that one. Yeah, they brought in a lot of players. How many offensive players did they bring in?
Morgan Moses, Josh Dobbs, Mac Hollins.
Okay.
So no one they had.
Third quarterback, at best a third receiver, and probably a backup tackle. So like they got players, but you're not winning the Devontae Adams bidding war with other teams, because other teams will offer Kupp some money, and those other teams probably are playoff teams have a better court, more
established
quarterback.
They're going to give him a chance to win. Yeah.
And so if he wants to say that, right, and this is a guy who has already won, but the money will probably be somewhat even everywhere. And so even if the Patriots, we saw it with Chris Godwin, for God's sakes, even if they offer more money, there's no guarantee. So you got to take that choice out of his hands, bring him here, then negotiate the deal, figure it out, play it up to him, the whole opportunity compensation, you're the number one receiver, all this other stuff. I don't love the chances of him hitting the open market tomorrow, and then of all the teams bidding, him saying, yes, New England makes the most sense.
So I'm with you. And if it just takes a seventh round pick like Christian Kirk, you
do
have
it in a second.
You have your own, which who even cares? But if you did care about it, you got an extra one from the Godshaw trade.
Yep.
If you're trading Joe Milton, chalk up another draft pick that's coming in.
And his contract isn't like insane where like even if you can't negotiate it, right, that you wouldn't pay him.
Well, I don't think so, but isn't the league telling you that no one wants to pay the contract because no one's trading for him?
Yeah,
and they've had a lot of time to trade for him.
But this goes back to the Patriots have to overpay. The Patriots are going to have to overpay to get a guy like that. Otherwise, you're going to see Davante Adams play somewhere else. You're going to see Chris Godwin stay in Tampa Bay. You're going to see DK Metcalf go somewhere else. Like, that's how it goes.
Beyond Cooper Kupp, and we've honed in on that name today. He's about to get released. Do you think the Patriots should trade for him? Do you think they should or will be able to outmaneuver other teams for him? How much do you trust him? Based on Kraft spending yesterday, they landed some players all on defense, significant players anyway, all on defense. You can jump in here, 617-779-7937. But you brought up Chris Godwin. Adam Schefter yesterday said Godwin left millions on the table by re-signing with the Bucs. I think Rap Sheet said it was $20 million more he left on the table. He didn't name the team. Schefter did. Schefter said the Patriots went hard on Godwin and offered him much more money than the Bucs. Ultimately, Godwin chose to stay in Tampa and sign for less. Should we take that at face value? Do you think that's a creative narrative from the Patriots? Like, they were willing to spend on defense.
So
they supposedly had the most money out for Brandon Ayuk last year. They also told us with a straight face, Robert Kraft said they had the best offer for Calvin Ridley and it wasn't about finance. So should we take that at face value? Do we believe the Patriots had the best financial offer for Godwin and he just wanted to stay in Tampa?
So I choose to believe it this year. If they did it last year, you'd say no. Like, based on what? What are you going to fall back on? Now they could say, what are you talking about? We offer Carlton Davis more than anybody else. Got him. We offer Milton Williams more than anybody else. The guy practically signed in Carolina. We were able to swoop in, give him over $100 million. We got him. We got a bunch of other guys. We spent damn near $300 million. So why would we lie about this one? I agree. I mean, I know Schefter and Rappaport definitely can be fed information and put out what teams want them to put out. I'm aware of that. But I think in this case, it's also because it's such a glaring need and the guy is such a good player. I bet they did offer him that. And I also think he's like, I'm good. I'll stay here in Tampa.
Okay, so if we want to take it at face value, they offered the most money for Ayuk. They offered the most money for Godwin. So on the one hand, you'd say they're going to offer the most for Kupp if they want him. And we're projecting here. But if they want him, they're going to offer the most money.
But he might not choose you.
Thank you. At the same time, you've offered other receivers the most money.
Yeah.
And you haven't got them. So taking a step back.
And both
back
of those guys stayed with their teams. So yep, maybe they were comfortable. They're both on good teams.
True.
I mean, the Niners had a bad year, but like, they're both better teams and they were just comfortable in their places. Whereas Cooper Kupp is not going back to the Rams.
Nope.
So there is, I guess you'd have to say, a little bit better chance that you could convince him to sign with the Patriots because he's already going to have to start anew. He's going to be on his next team in the NFL. But I take all of that chance out of it and just trade for him and then figure it out, try to work out a contract.
Does any of that say anything about your quarterback, Drake May? Like, Mike Vrabel has landed players on defense. And Mike Vrabel seems like defensive players, the Patriots have to pay for them, but defensive players will take your money to come play for Mike Vrabel. On offense, there's a bit of a track record. Maybe we'll see it play out. There's a bit of a track record of guys who are not taking your money to play either for Mike Vrabel or to play with Drake May. Is there anything there?
Could be. I mean, until they sign somebody that we think is like a real stud type player, right? They got all kind of backups right now on offense. And this will be something to ask Tom Curran about because it feels like here locally, Drake May is a huge draw. Like, oh, look at this guy. They found their quarterback. And I know he didn't have the success as the team that Jaden Daniels had, but both had great rookie years. You would think guys would line up to play with Drake May more so than, you know, a Caleb Williams from a year ago. But man, we haven't seen it yet. And maybe it's just Godwin or, you know, who knows? They themselves didn't seem like they were interested in DK Metcalf. So, like, how many guys just said, no, I'm not interested? Although maybe they heard that Metcalf wasn't interested. And, like, what are all the reasons? It can't just because it was cold, because it's cold in Pittsburgh.
It's very cold in Pittsburgh. So, what's their other pivot? If it's not...
So, I was looking at the wide receivers, and somebody asked on the text line,
who is it? Not Kupp, who is it? Amari Cooper is available.
So, it's a big drop-off. The next five wideouts are all old dudes who would fit the rich rules of were really good not too long ago.
Okay.
Amari Cooper, Steph Diggs, DeAndre Hopkins, Keenan Allen, and Deontay Johnson.
Okay, out of those
maniac.
Out of those names, out of those five, Diggs might not be ready week one. Hopkins might be cooked. Who are some of the other ones you
said?
Cooper,
Keenan Allen.
I still believe in Keenan Allen, I believe in to a degree.
He could also be Hoss of the Week. Keenan Allen looks like he ate Keenan Allen.
Deontay Johnson?
No, I can't do it. And I like a talent and I like, you know, putting up with headaches, but like for this team, no. Good Lord.
Okay.
Deontay Johnson, no.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Number one name on that list. Who would you go with?
Probably Diggs.
Even if he's not ready week one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Amari Cooper was ready all last year and he stunk.
I know, but he was really good the year before. And yeah. So he was not great to start in Cleveland.
He was so useless in Buffalo that shakes me to the core.
That scares me less. What would scare me more is how terrible he was to start in Cleveland. Like wide receivers switching offenses in the middle of the year, I'd give him a bit of a free pass on that. I wouldn't say don't pay any attention
to it. But I look at the quarterback. Like if you suck with Deshaun Watson at this point, I get it. Like who wouldn't? But then you suck with Josh Allen. Like how's that
work? Yeah, so I'm more alarmed about his slow start even with the crappy quarterback in Cleveland.
Like, Mac Hollins was better than Cooper in Buffalo.
Right, Mac Hollins had a whole offseason to learn the offense and do that. And so out of those five names, I don't love any of them.
Me neither.
Out of those five, I'm Cooper. We mentioned yesterday maybe we're sleeping on Steph Diggs. I dug in more on that injury. I don't think he's going to be ready for the start of the year.
What about this?
I think I'm back to out on Diggs.
What about, and we both didn't love Shime's latest mock draft, and he was talking about McMillan. And maybe not at four. He had him trading down, but based on the way free agency has gone thus far, are you more open to a wide receiver in the first round?
No. Well, in the first round, maybe. Not at four or in the top 10. Okay. No. I don't like McMillan.
No, me neither. I mean, Travis Hunter, I would say, like, can play wide out, and that's sort of different. But we've already talked about him.
I view him as a corner.
Yeah, like, straight wide outs, I still don't want in the first round.
Yeah. Now, if you're talking about moving up from 38 into the late first round, yeah. I'll take a receiver there, and I might be more open to that. But in the top 10, no. I'm not a McMillan guy. I mean, Matthew Golden, I think, has moved to the number one wide receiver on Jeremiah's board. I'm not taking him in the top 10.
No.
So if you're talking in the 20s, sure. And at 38, definitely.
Mike Williams, Tyler Lockett, Elijah Moore, DeMarcus Robinson, Hardman.
This is terrible.
Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Okay.
Brandon Cook.
Let's look at some of the, Brandon Cook?
Cooks.
Okay, I was going to say,
Lost the S.
I wanted a singular.
I was like, is there another Brandon Cook I'm unaware of?
Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. He had that streak last year, didn't he, where he had like a million touchdowns?
Yes.
Did he play for Vrabel?
Until he was in the Bozo touchdown parlay. He played in Tennessee. I don't know if he actually played for Vrabel or not, but probably, so. Yeah.
He's been there for a couple years.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oh, he for sure played for Vrabel. Yeah, he's been there for five seasons. So
you know, if it's
that's what they'll get.
Mac Hollins and Nick Westbrook-Ikhine as like your 3 and 4,
he had nine touchdowns last year.
I'm okay with that, but you still need Cup and somebody else.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the A.J. Brown dream, perhaps? Okay, or is there another receiver out there? And sometimes it can happen overnight, where right now everybody is living great and everybody's happy, and then all of a sudden some receiver is going to be like, I don't want to be here anymore. It's like, you just signed a contract, and then they want out.
So
between now and the draft, could there be a receiver that we haven't even talked about that wants to leave
A.J. Brown got traded at the draft. Hollywood Brown got traded at the draft. Like, that was all that same year. And Hollywood Brown
Brandon
maybe
Cooks got traded at the draft.
Thank you. So like,
Brandon Cooks has been traded like so many times.
He has been. And so
many times.
Like, sorry, Brandon Cook.
Guys get traded on draft night for sure. And like Pickens is a name we've I've been talking about George Pickens since long before DK Metcalf even went to Pittsburgh. I think they're sick of him. And so I think there's a real chance he moves. A.J. Brown is a name that you've brought up a bunch, Keith, that maybe not, is still in play.
He might be.
Like other trade options, maybe Chris Olave, you know, maybe still Ayuk, but realistic names on free agency, it's already pretty picked over. And yeah. So if you sign Amari Cooper and Cooper Kupp.
Amari Cooper Kupp. That'd be my fantasy team name.
All of a sudden, those are two professional receivers, but
before and after.
But like one had a terrible year, and the other's been hurt for three straight years.
Oh, they should have just drafted Ladd McConkey. That would have been better. I'm looking at the top receivers. They should have just drafted him. He was
you
right
know
there.
What? He was right there. And instead of
trading out of that spot and getting two scrubs, they should have just taken him.
That would have been the way to do it.
That I would have preferred.
That would have been a better move.
A lot better. All right, what about Jacoby Myers?
That's another option.
Feels
via
somewhat
trade.
Inevitable.
Okay, Kupp and Myers.
You're an NFL team, I guess.
Yeah.
I like that.
Would you rather Kupp and Myers than Kupp and Cooper? I probably would.
Yes, actually, I would.
I just said Kupp and Cooper, so yeah.
I would. Jacoby Myers, Cooper Kupp, you're not going to, you know, be a top five offense, but it's a huge upgrade from what it was a year ago. At least Drake May would have some stability. I don't know if either one are really, like, game breakers, but good players who will catch the ball. Last year, that was a big issue. And they'll stay in bounds. They'll run the right route. Like, I'm in on those guys.
617-779-7937. Kraft finally spent for the first time since 2021. You think this is a new reality, Keith, or is this another shot in the arm like 2021 where they spent that year $250 million? This year, they're spending or trending in that very same direction. We'll see what else they do here. But is this a one-off shot in the arm, or is this the new reality?
Well, the history of the Patriots would kind of suggest it's sort of a one-off for now. It doesn't mean they'll never do it again, but I feel like they spend big. I think, was it Kraft or Belichick? Did they both talk about this? They're on the record being like, you sort of like spend and then you have to like reset the books for like your future for like 3 years and then you can go up again.
That was Robert.
It was Robert did. So I think they'll probably spend again in 2028. Like that's kind of my guess. Now, you know, what will be interesting is some of the re-signings, because you remember, sort of jumping around here a little bit, but when they didn't re-sign Darrell Revis, which ended up being a good call because he ended up getting just like out of shape and wasn't very good anymore, but they brought him in one and done, and there was talk about keeping him or whatever, and they didn't, and they pointed to, well, we have all these guys. We got Chandler Jones, Dante Hightower, Malcolm Butler, and there was Chandler Jones, Dante Hightower, Malcolm Butler, and there's one other one. But anyway, like we got to re-sign all these guys. And they only re-signed Hightower. They traded Jones. We know what happened with Malcolm Butler. And man, I forget. There was one other guy. And you're like, what the hell? Like, what happened there?
Yeah.
And so.
Right. The logic sounded good when they let Revis go, but then they paid basically none of those
guys. Well, so now we're in a different spot where Christian.
Twitch chat. Yeah. Credit to Clappy Cheeks 10, as always.
Oh, hell yeah. Jamie Collins. So they traded him too. So they had all these young guys on that 14 defense that were awesome. And they really only kept one.
And didn't they let Hightower basically walk and then he came back?
Yes, he did the thing where he tested it. I figure it was Pittsburgh.
Steelers.
Yeah, it was Pittsburgh. They offered him this, then they went and they gave him the same deal or whatever. Similar to like Devin McCourty, I think, prior to that. But Christian Gonzalez and Drake May are both at least trending towards monster contracts.
Yeah.
They haven't had to pay like their own guys monster deals in a while.
No, we all celebrated the Barmore contract, which is nice, and I think worth it. But that's going to pale in comparison to these.
But these two are going to be insane. I mean, if they're still good, and then from there, I am curious what they do. How do they surround those guys?
J.C. Horn just got 4 years, $100 million, $25 million AAV, passing Patrick Surtain. Like that's the floor for Gonzalez.
Because I am nervous about
that. Actually, a lot of corners going to get paid this year too. So Sauce Gardner's up this year.
So numbers going up.
Everything's coming up Gonzo right now. But if you're not paying $25 million wide receivers, and I'm not saying they didn't try with Godwin, but just right now they don't have one of those guys. If you're not paying that while Drake May is on his rookie deal, how are you going to do that when he's making $50 million? Like that concerns me, but that's also down the road.
So I'm with you. I don't think it's the new reality, but I'm happy it's the reality for this offseason. They needed it. They needed it the last couple of years. They didn't do it, and they're finally getting around to doing it now. Some other news today in the NFL. Vikings signed Jonathan Allen, 3 years, $60 million. Javon Holland is a top 10 free agent off the board. He goes to the New York Giants. Otherwise, it's been pretty slow out there all day long. One of the bigger signings recently is Daniel Jones going to the Colts to compete with Anthony Richardson. The Eagles made another deal. They traded Chauncey Gardner-Johnson to the Texans.
To Houston, and then they got a lineman back.
So those are kind of the most significant moves out there today.
The Texans couldn't keep C.J. Stroud upright, so they're getting rid of all of his offensive linemen.
Seems like a bold strategy.
Well, I feel a little vindicated on this. Now, C.J. Stroud was worse last year, but I spent all offseason arguing with Curran, among other people, about all the pieces the Texans had and how the Texans improved overnight. And it wasn't just about adding the quarterback and C.J. Stroud. That was a big discussion last offseason, similar to how Jaden Daniels is a big discussion this offseason, and how the quarterback changed and everything changed. And it's like, well, Washington did have Terry McLaurin, and it's like, they did. They also sucked with Terry McLaurin. Like, the quarterback changed it all. And I said the same thing last offseason about Houston, and I always got Laramie Tunsil this and Laramie Tunsil that, and oh, he was so great. They couldn't protect Stroud last year. He went for, I don't feel like, a haul at all. It was a bunch of picks.
Tunsil? No.
But it was a 2 and a 3 is basically what it came down to.
Right.
And so, yeah, I feel like he's been a little overrated here and a little overrated for the work that Houston did in their offseason in the past. But, yeah, it's been a light day so far on day two of legal tampering. Would be my only point there. Haven't seen a ton of movement. Cam Robinson.
It was busy yesterday, though. It was very active yesterday.
Well, and this is, you know, about when it picked up yesterday. Well, it's about when it opened yesterday, I should say.
True.
About 45 minutes from now. So Cam Robinson's still out there. Cooper Kupp should be out there soon. Those seem like the top names on the board. What will the Patriots do? You can jump in. 617-779-7937. I just mentioned Curran. We'll talk to him at high noon. Get all the latest intel on the Patriots in free agency, with it set to officially start tomorrow at 4 o'clock. A lot of tampering going on. In the meantime, we have a Kiefer Madness at 12:45. Don't forget, Jones and Keefe bracket. We have 6-11 matchups today. I've already seen the football region. I believe the hockey region was out there as well. So you can vote at Jones and Keefe on Twitter. You can see the full bracket at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. Follow along there. We'll keep you up to speed on that. Plus, it's a Tier Tuesday. We'll get to the tiers, the top and bottom positions in the NFL right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Guys, by now you've heard me talk about Collars & Co., makers of the Dress Collar Polo. They've already sold over 1 million of these amazing shirts. Well, Collars & Co. just came out with the new Maverick Performance Blazer. This blazer is sharp and wrinkle resistant, so you can travel anywhere with it. Just throw it in your bag and it will remain wrinkle free. It even comes with security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and an optional pocket square. So visit collarsandco.com and use code TIKI for 20% off at collarsandco.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. June 21st. Register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.